It's Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Brought to you by Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Griffith Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll do it right. Go to griffithplumbing.com. Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball.
The Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team.
The Mark Turgeon Coaches Show. And Frederick County Sports Weekend. Now let's go to the gym for the call of tonight's game featuring Pete McLeod.
Good evening and welcome to the Lion's Den at Walkersville High School, maybe the warmest place around tonight. Pete McLeod, Steve Dibbs, we are live with you at Walkersville, where the Walkersville girls take on the Boonesboro girls in a league matchup for Washington County, being represented by Boonesboro and, of course, Frederick County by Walkersville. And this should be quite a battle as we look into the lion's mouth. I tell you, you look right across there, and if I was an opposing player, I'd be scared to death at this lion over there. We got a good crowd here. They're in from the cold. There's a big swimming meet going on next door also, so we got a lot of people around here in Walkersville tonight, despite the cold weather and the approaching light snow that we're supposed to get. But we're going to have a good game tonight, and we were talking before we went on the air, Steve, about the performance of this Walkersville team in the holiday tournament, Wicomico Challenge in Salisbury last week, where they knocked off one of the champion teams, Newtown.
Out of Baltimore.
46-32. Then they lost to W.T. Woodson, but it was a close game. In fact, Rick Little, the coach, says they were ahead at halftime. It was 48-32, so they represented themselves well there. And this is a team that probably should have been in the Final Four for the girls in the state last year, but they were upset by Marriott's Ridge right here at the Lion's Den in the region championship game.
Yeah, that was very unfortunate. This one of the nights where things didn't go well for the Lions, and
All right, I think there was a commercial get in there somewhere, but go ahead, Steve.
I have to say it was unfortunate for them last year, and I'm just use it as a motivational piece for these girls this year, and the number of girls that are on the squad to come back and.
All right, we're getting commercials interspersed with our talk here, but somebody please tell somebody to turn down the commercials. We'll get plenty of time for the commercials later on.
Unfortunately, he's got two of his players tonight, Coach Little, that won't be able to play because of injuries. We'll see how the other girls step up. They're going to fill their slots, but they certainly have proven that they're someone to deal with. They've got some tough losses. They're at 500 overall, but Linganore, very good girls team.
Yeah.
Middletown, very good girls team.
Oh yeah.
And that was a close one. That was at the buzzer. They lost by one at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Oakdale, another very good girls
team. In fact, he was talking about the coach. Little was talking about that. He says they should have won that game too.
when you have a change is made, this month you'll start to, I think the girls will start to come together, and he'll start to find, as we've talked before, during these first 3-4 weeks of the season, you're going to start to find out who you can, what your rotation may be, the girls, where they fit, I foresee this Walkersville team starting to build on some of these excellent games they played. The competition will make them better, and that's what, Coach Little, I'm sure, is looking at. The record, yes, you like to have a better record, but I think in the long run, playing the high-caliber teams that they play anyway in the league, much less outside the league, will certainly come to benefit them later on.
All right. You got a good look at the Walkersville team, and of course, just some names that jump out at me. Eve Bernadoni, very good player. She's still a junior. Julie Wallace, a great tennis star, who's also a great basketball player, and she's only a junior, too. These guys never graduated.
Yeah, I know.
Amaya Banks is a transfer. She's a senior and a good one at 5'5". She's a spark plug for the team. Sophia Bowers, another veteran from last year. Ryan Wright, one of the good players from last year, is hurt with injury. She won't play tonight. Alyssa Roskowinski.
Roskowinski
also will not be playing. She's hurt. But Megan Allen, of course, Eve Bernadoni is fun to watch. But she's a 6'1" junior. So we got a real good game coming up here. Boonesboro, a good team, too, coming in here 5-2 and 3-1 in their league. And we will take a break and come back. We'll take a look look at the Boonesboro Warriors, who are warming up just off to our right here at the Lions Den. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Basketball. Maryland Terrapins Basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
And I want to thank our producer tonight, Bob Dacey at the WFMD studios. He's warm. I hope he's warm. And cold. This cold weather is going to end someday, folks. I tell you, it's bothering me. But I want to, first of all, Stephen, I want to welcome a new sponsor tonight, Dr. Guy Cappuccino, located in Mount Airy. So we want to say greetings to Dr. Cappuccino in Mount Airy. He'll be one of our new sponsors. Of course, our regular sponsors, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, Griffith Plumbing. And they say keep it flowing, and in this weather it isn't easy.
For sure.
They've got to work it out for them these days. Griffith Plumbing and Nimio Federal Credit Union, now serving all of Frederick County. So we want to welcome Dr. Guy Cappuccino in Mount Airy.
I'm sure he's heard his share of comments about his name.
I think a coffee, or yep, I think of exactly. Starbucks or something. But
indeed,
that's the name. So we're happy to welcome him aboard, and again, a supporter of high, not just talking about supporting high school sports, but these sponsors, they actually put their money where their mouth is, and they support high school sports, our broadcast of high school sports in Frederick County, and we thank them very much. Looking at that Boonesboro Warriors team, 5-2, 3-1 coming in here. Caitlin Rogers will get the start, the 5'4" junior. Ellie Conley, the daughter of the coach, Coach Sam Conley, and his daughter Ellie, 5'8", senior. Katie Cochran, 5'9", junior. Sarah Bittinger, a 5'6", senior. And Morgan Dyer, a 5'9", junior on that Boonesboro team at 5-2 as they come in here. They are formidable.
One of their losses was to Oakdale, Pete, by 11. But of course, that was back early in December. So certainly let you know that they can play with the better teams in the league. And this will be a good test for both squads tonight. I'm sure both coaches will be looking at this, to move forward.
Yeah, we were talking with the coach of the Walkersville team, Rick Little, before the game, and he says just what you said, Steve. This will be a good test for both teams, and he's very anxious to see. They're just coming off that big tournament, the big win over Newtown in that tournament, then losing to W.T. Woodson. No disgrace there.
You say and, that there was a girl 6'8"
that W.T. Woodson threw at them.
Word.
So Walkersville got an education in that game, I'm sure.
Wow.
But they were actually ahead at halftime. There were 3 three-pointers shot up there by Bernadoni, Eve Bernadoni, in that game at the end of the first half, and put Walkersville ahead. We're going to have our national anthem now from the Lions Den here at Walkersville. Steve, as we look up there at the flag, you see state champions girls basketball 2003. Mike Mathis was the coach. They were runners-up in 2007.
Right.
So they got a great history of boys and girls basketball here at Walkersville High School.
And starting lineups here.
Here comes Boonesboro now as they'll be introduced. Guard Caitlin Rogers, a 5'4" junior. All right, here's the daughter of the coach, Ellie Conley, a 5'8" senior.
Caitlin Cochran.
Katie Cochran, 5'9" junior.
Number 15, Morgan Dyer.
Morgan Dyer, the 5'9" junior for Boonesboro.
Senior number 25, Sarah Bittinger.
Sarah Bittinger being introduced now as the fifth starter for the Boonesboro Warriors. coming over to shake hands with the opposing coach, Rick Little of Walkersville. And they'll put the spotlight on. They'll dim the lights. Spotlight as the Lions will be introduced, the Lions girls here.
At forward, the senior, number 15, Sophia Bowers.
She's a good player. Yes. Sophia Bowers for Walkersville.
Forward, junior, number 22, Julie Wallace.
And we don't have to say too much about her. 22, Julie Wallace, a great athlete,
junior,
great high school athlete.
Two, Eve Bernardoni.
She's fun to watch. Eve Bernardoni, great shot, great three-point shooter for Walkersville.
Megan Allen,
5'8", junior.
Senior number 24, Amaya Banks.
Here's a new one, Amaya Banks, the transfer student, 5'5", senior. Coach Rick Little very pleased with her performance so far this year.
She's certainly probably be out. I'm guessing she'll be out front, bringing the ball off the floor, and we're looking to have somebody to fill that role. And Coach Little's very, very pleased to have had this young lady come to Walkersville.
Boonesboro will play at Middletown on Friday night, and Walkersville will play at Williamsport on Friday night. So this is a busy week, busy time of year for basketball. A lot of games. Got the city doubleheader next
Wednesday.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it's Tuesday, and we'll be broadcasting both those games, girls and boys.
It is Tuesday, Pete the 9th, yep.
And that is going to be, of course, Thomas Johnson High School against Frederick. So that should be a great battle. It'll be heard live here on WFMD on Tuesday night. And, of course, Friday night will be at Urbana for the another traditional battle, Urbana and Linganore. And nothing is left out on the floor in those games.
No, indeed. And Linganore boys certainly have gotten off to a great start.
Oh, they are maybe the surprise of the whole area. I knew they'd be good, but I didn't know they'd be this good. Eve Bernardoni will jump for Walkersville, and she wins the tip as Walkersville going from our right to our left. Amaya Banks gets the ball right away and fires it over to Megan Allen, as the three-point shot is good by Megan Allen.
What a start. Great.
Oh, wow. 3-0 Walkersville.
Great kick out, and then nice shot by Megan Allen.
She just set, and she assassinated.
Nice pass.
Boonesboro with good passing, getting the ball underneath, but coming to block the shot was that Bernardoni that got in there?
That was Bernardoni, yes.
Eve Bernardoni in to block the shot, and going the other way now is Walkersville.
Oh, nice move.
Julie Wallace right to the basket, lays it in.
Nice stop and pivot and use that left hand, and a great start here for Walkersville coming out of the gate with Megan Allen in the three. Great defense at the other end, blocked shot.
Eve Bernardoni.
And then back the other way with Amaya Banks bringing the ball up, kicked it down to Julie Wallace. Julie Wallace pivot, left hand, up and in.
That was a patented Julie Wallace move there. If you leave her alone underneath the basket in the paint there, she's going to kill you, as she just began to do there. 5-0 now, Walkersville with 7:24 to go in the first quarter.
Not a bad timeout by Coach Conley here at Boonesboro early on here.
Yeah.
Get him settled down.
Yeah, he saw things he didn't like, and right away calls a timeout. Nearly another steal for Walkersville. That putting on full court pressure here. They do steal now as Megan Allen comes up with a steal to Bernardoni. Bernardoni to Wallace. Julie Wallace along the baseline. Wallace gets it back out to Bernardoni. Bernardoni in the paint. She loses the dribble, falls down, bodies on the floor. There'll be a jump ball.
Great defense there by Boonesboro. It collapsed on Eve, and they were able to stick their hand in there, and ball went loose, and they went battling for it. Boonesboro won.
They're gonna make Boonesboro work. A double teaming and trapping in the backcourt, and a travel there. You can see the stumble and the travel, and it's called right away on Dyer, Morgan Dyer, and the ball goes back over to Walkersville with a 5-0 lead and 7-1 to go first quarter. They'll bring it the length of the floor, going from our right to our left.
Looks like we have Victoria Michael John in now for Boonesboro.
So already some substitutions here for Boonesboro. 6:57 to go first quarter. It's 5-0 in favor of Walkersville. Amaya Banks traveled.
Yeah, she took a little extra step there before she stopped.
She's looking puzzled, but she did travel. We saw it from up here.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Putting the ball in play now will be Sarah Bittinger again for the Warriors. Up to Donnelly. She gets it underneath, and a beautiful move to the basket by Rogers. Caitlin Rogers with a pretty move to the basket. 5-2 as Boonesboro comes right back.
She was determined to get to the bucket there.
Oh, what a nice move by Caitlin Rogers of the Warriors.
Boonesboro in a man defense.
Julie Wallace working that ball around. Gets it back out to Bowers.
Nice.
And getting in the passing lane there was Conley and breaking it up.
And
it'll still be Walkersville ball. Wallace will put it in play.
She didn't think she fouled, but that's the guys in the striped shirts are the ones who make the call. So
Julie Wallace. Oh, into Banks. Banks goes right to the basket, squeezes it up off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound is grabbed in there by Cochran for Boonesboro. As the Warriors get the ball up, going from our left to our right with the ball now is Rogers, who made that pretty move,
nice
but she
defense.
Throws the ball away. The rebound taken by Bowers.
Good defense by Julie Wallace. Getting her hands up and got a part of that ball as she tried to pass it over.
Megan Allen to Banks outside that arc. Bowers right outside the bank over on the left side now. It goes to Allen. Bad pass, but she recovers. Picks it up off the floor. It has it 10 seconds on the shot clock. Moving to the basket. Amaya Banks drives to the basket. Puts it up.
And
makes it and gets fouled.
Fouls on 14. Ellie Conley.
Wow. What a shot by Amaya Banks.
Well, we know she's good. First time I've seen her play.
Threw that floater up there, and I think went right in and got fouled in the process.
Wow. Banks will get a free throw here, and she's shooting at 91% from the line. Shot is up, and it is good. All net. She's a good player. I can tell
indeed.
That right away. Oh, man. Here comes Conley now. Ellie Conley bringing the ball up again. They're having trouble getting that ball over the timeline. There's Rogers again, and she throws the ball away for the second time in a row.
Forced a bad pass there. She should have tried to kick it back out instead of trying to force that pass. It's just too high. Went sailing out of bounds.
8-2. Three-point plays. An old-fashioned three-point play.
We got Chidera.
And the new one.
Oglulu in for Walkersville.
Okay, here we go. This will be a test of our pronunciation skills here.
I'm not going to try to say it too many times.
Chiadera Oglulu. All right, the ball goes into Bernardino, or Bernardoni, rather. She puts it back out. The shot is up, and it is no good. The rebound, though, is grabbed by Banks. No, that was Oglulu in there. Yeah. Oglulu gets that rebound and fights and scraps for it, just coming in off the bench.
Yep, jump ball goes to Walkersville.
So the next possession arrow would be Boonesboro, 8-2. 6-point lead for Walkersville with 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Eve Bernardoni with a three.
She's the leading three-point scorer for Walkersville. She's made 18 plus that one. That's 19 now.
19 threes for Eve Bernardoni. And the ball back to Walkersville now as Wallace will put the ball in play. Julie Wallace bounces it into Oglulu. Oglulu scrapping after the ball, picked up by Wallace. She misses the shot, tries to get her own rebound. It'll go the other way, and here comes Rogers, and she can drive to the basket, and she does it. What a pretty drive again by Caitlin Rogers.
Well, that's two in a row for her.
Yeah,
great job by Caitlin Rogers.
She has a move. Stephanie Taylor with it now. Taylor gets it back out to Wallace. Julie Wallace, top of the key, over to Bernardoni. It's 11-4, a 7-point lead for Walkersville. Rogers keeping Boonesboro in the game here early. Oglulu has it now. Oglulu just outside that free throw line there. She gets it over to Stephanie Taylor. And that ball to Wallace, who drives to the basket, can't get it to go, couldn't draw the foul. The ball out of bounds, and I think they're going to give it to
Boonesboro. It went off of Julie Wallace, so goes to Boonesboro. Good stop there for Boonesboro. Now they need to come down and convert and continue to get themselves back in this game.
4:30 to go, 11-4 Lions.
Sophia Bowers back in for Walkersville.
Wallace will put it in play as she fires that ball in.
And Stephanie Taylor, as you said, is also in for Walkersville. There she goes.
I thought Rogers was going to drive again.
Yep.
And there's going to be a foul called on Walkersville. And going to the line here will be Elena Pettijohn.
I thought Rogers was going to keep on going, but she team player she is. She kicked it back out. A nice pass.
It seems like wherever she throws it up, it goes in. But Pettijohn at the line now for two shots, 11-4, 4:22 to go first quarter. Pettijohn's shot is up and good.
All net.
Elena is a 5'8" junior for Boonesboro. She gets another one, 11-5, as she brings her team within six. Good crowd here tonight at the Lions Den. Shot is good. And
all net.
11-6.
Excellent form.
Ball comes up quickly down by Walkersville. Oh, there's Julie Wallace with a three. All net.
Bernardoni,
I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
Nice job. Get back.
Freeze, and they turn the ball over. Here they come again. Megan Allen with it now. Megan Allen over the left side. Gets it up to the top of the key. It goes to Bernardoni. Bernardoni holding that ball. Bowers touched it. It comes to Oglulu. Oglulu right on the edge of the arc. Gets it back out now with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Stephanie Taylor, the shot clock.
Oh,
good. A three. Another three by Stephanie Taylor.
Do these girls from Walkersville miss?
Wow. 17 to 6, a timeout called, and I'll tell you. Coach Donnelly just shaking his head. What do you do when those threes go in like that?
I would be tempted to switch over to a zone, Pete, and make it a little more difficult for and get somebody in their face because those threes that the girls are shooting are pretty open open shots for them, and they're just knocking them down. So you got to change things up a little bit so you don't get the game to get away from you. And I, you know, here they were, 11-6? Now it's 17-6. So
17-6.
5-point lead to 11, just like that.
And let's look at the threes. Stephanie Taylor has one. Eve Bernardoni has two threes for the Walkersville Lady. Megan Allen got the opening one for the Lady Lions. And they have a 17-6 lead now with 3:43 to go first quarter. And bringing the ball up will be Boonesboro in their blue uniforms. And they face a deficit now of 11 points. They break that press and come right down and lay it in.
Elena.
That's
John.
Petty John again. She has 4 points. She came off the bench in there. They'll maybe leave her out there.
Now they need a. Boonesboro needs to.
Ogulu. Bowers to Ogulu. Ogulu gets it over to Banks. Banks holds the ball. She fires it over to Bernardoni. Bernardoni driving to the basket. Running right-hander up in no good. Rebound is fought for. Pettyjohn headed.
Off of Ogulu.
And I think you're right.
Yep.
Ogulu was in front of her and the ball bounced off her, so it'll go over to Boonesboro. And Tori Michael John will put it in play. And full court pressure again by Walkersville. 17-8 our score. Walkersville dominating here in the first quarter, but it's still very early. Here's Ellie Conley. Conley passing underneath. Bittinger hit the side of the backboard and taken away by Taylor. Stephanie Taylor comes back for Walkersville over to Banks. Banks on the left side gets to the top of the key over to Taylor. She fires it over on the right side to Ogulu. Ogulu now getting it back over to Bowers. Bowers just outside that arc. He fires back to Banks. 16 seconds on the shot clock now. Top of the key, it goes to Bernardoni. Bernardoni with a nice pass underneath. Ogulu had trouble handling it. Driving to the basket is Bowers and puts it in.
Nicely done by Sophia Bowers. Saw that opening and went right down the lane.
Pretty play by Sophia. And it's 19-8 the score. And full court pressure, a turnover. Taylor in the action there. She loses it. Now she falls down, picks it up, somehow gets
battle.
It to Bowers.
Travel
finally, but I'll tell you, Bowers and Taylor, they really hustled down there. You got to admire that.
Now, the next, get the gal just went in for Walkersville. I'm not going to, we're going to try again here.
Indatu Aligorki.
Is in.
Aligorki. Yeah. Indatu Aligorki is in there for Walkersville. Say that. Two times fast.
Yes.
I can't even say it one
once.
Time fast.
Rogers. To get through it once.
Rogers driving to the basket, kicks it back out now. Holding that ball over her head is Pettyjohn.
Off Banks, but good job on defense, but getting that hand in there.
Amaya Banks, she hustles and she works hard out there. I can tell that right away. And putting the ball in play will be the Ellie Conley.
Allie Leone
is in the game.
For Boonesboro.
Allie Leone, she's only a sophomore. At number 10 tonight, she's wearing number 10. Putting the ball in play will be Caitlin Rogers. And I tell you, if I were the coach, I'd give it to her, have her drive to the basket.
Either her or Pettyjohn.
She has quite a move, that Rogers. You really got to watch her. Pass underneath now. Goes in and trapped into there is Bettinger, and she has nowhere to go. So she gives it back out. Oh,
nice.
The running left-hander put in by Allie Leone, who just came in off the bench.
Maggie Luzier is now into Walkersville as well.
19-10.
Somebody needs to pick up. There we go.
Bowers over to Wallace. Wallace drives to the basket, and puts it up and in. Will it count?
Left-handed floater. Boy, she has a great first step. He gets to the bucket.
And they say, yes, the basket will count. And she got fouled. And Michael John picks up the foul.
Maya Banks coming in, and Stephanie Taylor will have a seat.
Oh, she played well while she was in there.
Yes, indeed, she did.
So 21-10 is our score, 1:42 to go first quarter. Walkersville against Boonesboro here at the Lion's Den tonight. Julie Wallace trying to finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. The shot is up, and it is no good off the front of the rim. The rebound is taken by Conley. Conley get in there and get that big rebound. Gets it over to Leon. Allie Leon now with the right-handed, left-handed dribble coming to the top of the key. Walkersville with gone to a zone defense now? I think they have. Almost threw the ball away.
Hustled by
Staving
Caitlin
it is Rogers. Again, Rogers bounces it off the foot of Banks. She's a heady player.
Went quick, too. She needed her quickness to save that ball from going out of bounds.
Yeah, she has got all kinds of talent out there. Wow. 21-10. It's kind of keeping Boonesboro in the game here. Holding the ball over her head as she throws it in. And it goes in to Leon. Leon brings that ball up against Banks. Banks giving her defense right out by the timeline. Oh, Banks almost picked her pocket, but loses the ball out of bounds. Wow.
That was close. She almost should have. She lucked out with that ball. Got out of bounds quicker than Banks almost got to it.
Wow. I tell you, that's quick hands by Banks. If I was dribbling against her, I'd be nervous the next time she came anywhere near me. Bring that ball up over the timeline there is Leon. Bittinger drives to the basket and draws the foul. She draws the foul, and she'll go to the line, I believe, for two shots. That's Tori Michaelchuk.
I think they called the shot clock.
Oh, okay.
Shot clock violation there. Didn't get the shot off before it went off, so Walkersville ball.
21-10, still our score. 11-point lead here for the Lions. Bringing that ball up is Banks. Banks over the left side. You can hear Coach Rick Little shouting out instructions to the team. Wallace has it now. Wallace back over to Banks.
Boonesboro's now dropped into a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and is switching off nicely to bother Walkersville a little bit.
That's why Coach Little called timeout. Go over what we talked about, what we practice when we face a zone. And that's a good timeout there for him. You don't want to make a bad pass or allow Boonesboro to get a fast break and get some momentum going their way.
29 seconds. All that's left here in the first quarter of play, 21-10. Walkersville with some great shooting, three-point shooting here in the first quarter, and also some good defense. And Boonesboro, mainly through the efforts of Rogers there, Caitlin Rogers, who is kind of the quarterback of the team, really staying in it. She's an excellent ball handler and has got a pretty move to the basket.
Well, she and Pettijohn have 8 of the 10 points, I believe, Pete, that Boonesboro scored. So
I think you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. And now they throw the ball into Banks. Banks has the ball. Banks over to Bowers. Bowers, bounce pass to Banks at the top of the key. Banks looking at Julie Wallace. Banks comes over to the right side. Driving to the basket. Puts up a sideline jumper. Won't go. Scramble for the rebound. And
nice job Boonesboro
comes out of it. Good hustle by Boonesboro. Here comes Rogers. Watch her. Right to the basket. Oh, too hard off the glass that time. And the rebound is taken out by Bowers. And Bowers gets the outlet pass quickly up to Banks. And a collision by Rogers and Banks.
Not a good foul. You don't want to have those backcourt fouls.
And Rogers gets hit with it here. 26.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. 21-10 Walkersville. Girls high school basketball on WFMD tonight. We're live. And we'll be at Urbana for the Urbana-Linganore boys game on Friday night. What a battle that'll be. That always is a real battle. Nothing left on the floor by those teams. Jordan Gress had the ball.
Nice
she
pass.
Came into the game. There's a pass up to Conley. Conley stops and feeds it back outside. Driving down
Hard.
Is Bettinger.
Nice rebound.
Gets her own rebound. It gets it out of the crowd. And a shot from the outside doesn't go at the buzzer.
So we had two. The end of the quarter.
End of the quarter after one quarter of play. It is Walkersville 21 and Boonesboro 10. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Bob Dacey, our producer tonight at WFMD Studios in Frederick. I'm Pete McLeod with Steve Nibbs, former athletic director at Thomas Johnson High School. And Tuesday night is the big night. It's TJ against Frederick, boys and girls, and we'll have both of them for you on Tuesday night. That's a battle, and I'll tell you, they're both good teams, and both girls' teams are good, too. You'll see four good teams out there on Tuesday night, that's for sure.
Always a great game.
So we'll look forward to that one. We got another bloodletter coming up on Friday night, though. Linganore at Urbana, boys action, and I'll tell you, those are two good teams, too. Linganore are really playing well this early season, and Urbana not bad either.
Yep. The I-70 battle.
Yeah, that'll be something. We'll be on the air at 6:50 on Friday night with that one. Conley now holding that ball outside the arc, looking in the eyes of Eve Bernadoni. She dribbles over, and then Banks picks her up. They switch off nicely because she goes right by Banks, throws up a wild shot, and draws the foul. Conley making something happen there, going to the basket.
Foul is on
In a two?
Yeah.
In Dadu, Ali Gorky.
In Dadu, okay.
And that's as good as I'm going to do with that one. She missed the basket entirely. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Ellie Connolly didn't even... She just hit it off the backboard.
Hope the parents will forgive us. we're trying.
All right, putting the second shot up. And good. Right. Now she's perfect with that one. So Connolly doesn't even hit the backboard, and then she's perfect. How do you figure that? Bernadoni firing it into Gorky. Puts up the shot. It's good. Oh, she got in there. Takes up a lot of room and just put it in. Nice pass.
Nice touch.
23-11. She does have a pretty touch there right around that basket. Very delicate shot. And it just popped right in. Ellie Connolly with it now for Boonesboro as she gets it over on the right side to Rogers. Rogers.
There she goes.
Right down the lane, but kicks it back out to Connolly, who puts the shot up. Had a wide open shot, but can't put it down. They get the ball underneath. There's going to be a foul, and I think
on Gorky.
Ndatu Ali Gorky draws the foul after getting that nice basket. That's her second, so she's picking up fouls here.
Coach Little may be grabbing somebody quick to get in.
Yeah, he wants to get her out of there.
Yep.
Doesn't want to put Bowers in there,
yep.
I think. Shot is up, and it is good.
And Morgan Dyer back in Boonesboro for Victoria Michael John.
23-12 is our score as Boonesboro got in a hole early with those three-pointers by Walkersville. 7:10 to go here in the half, and a missed free throw rebound by Julie Wallace. Wallace gets the outlet pass now over to Megan Allen. And a bad pass by Banks.
Now the last two possessions, Pete, this zone has given Walkersville a little bit of trouble because they had a bad pass. It was stolen in the middle, and that one was thrown out of bounds. That zone is working for Boonesboro.
Caitlin Rogers
lost her balance.
And it's the possession arrow will go to Boonesboro or to Walkersville.
You get a turnover, you can go back and turn it back over to him.
And putting the ball in play will be Julie Wallace in to Megan Allen. Allen started the game off with a big three-pointer, sort of set the pace for the rest of the team. With that is Banks. Bounce pass to Bernadoni. She's outside the arc. Oh, a nice tip by Rogers. Causes a turnover on a quick hands by Rogers. She's a good player.
Yes, she is. That's the third possession in a row now. Boonesboro's got
there
the
goes
foul.
Rogers right to the basket, and she draws the foul because they know if they let her go, she's going to make it.
So Megan Allen.
Megan Allen, her first. Team's fourth.
That's the team's fourth. 23-12. Two shots here at the line for Caitlin Rogers.
Both teams have four fouls.
4 points for Rogers earlier in the first quarter, and she can add to that total here, but she misses the free throw.
A little too strong.
Off the back of the iron there. Leon comes back in. And Connolly goes out for Boonesboro. All right, at the line here, Rogers with number two. Shot is up, and she makes that one. So it's 23-13.
Cut it to 10. Let's see if Boonesboro getting out of stop here.
And there's his zone defense. They stick with that zone defense, keeping Wallace outside and keeping Megan Allen. They're trying to get somebody loose underneath. Yeah. Banks with the ball. She looks underneath. She comes to the top of the key. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Bernadoni in the corner. Comes up top now. Again to Allen. Megan Allen with it. Megan Allen trying to find somewhere to go. The zone comes out and tries to trap that ball. 6 seconds on the shot clock.
Ooh.
Wallace rushed, and I think she got hit.
Yes, she did.
So...
fouls on Morgan Dyer, she got a little with the body. It was a great block, but she got it with the body. Certainly Coach Conley's thinking, okay, if you're going to score on us, I'd rather give you two than three, and that's why, that zone has been very helpful.
Wallace's shot is good. Julie Wallace getting back on the board here. She's got 5 points now tonight.
You don't leave girls like that open, of course, but
yeah,
certainly you want to take away that three-point shooting.
Wallace now with her second shot, puts it up and no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Leone, who got in there among the much bigger people and grabbed that rebound. 24-13. She works that ball around now and getting it over to Cochran. Katie Cochran handled the ball. Now Rogers with it. Now Rogers behind the back dribble. She is just an excellent ball handler.
She is.
She gets that ball back over to Cochran. Katie Cochran drives to the basket. Won't go. Tip is up. No good. Rebound Bernadoni, but she loses it out of bounds, and it's going to go to Boonesboro.
Megan Allen and Eve both looked at each other like, you get it. No, you get it. And it went out of bounds, and it's off Walkersville.
So putting it in play will be Leone. Leon.
Nice pass.
Oh, beautiful pass with a block by Bernadoni, her second of the game.
Nicely done there by
Swatted Eve. That ball away. Boy, she's multi-talented player. Banks in the corner to Wallace. Wallace to Banks. A bounce pass. Bounce pass goes over to Megan Allen now. Megan looks underneath against that zone defense. Fires it out to Bernadoni. She comes to the top of the key. Fires it underneath to Wallace, who falls down. No call.
Nope.
Scramble.
She lost her foot. Footing.
Boonsborough gets it. Coming the other way now is Leon with 5:19 to go in the half. Driving to the basket, Rogers can't get that one to go. Rebound is hauled down by Megan Allen. Allen up to Banks. Banks has the ball in the corner, gets it to Bernadoni. Back to Banks for a three. That's an air ball. And the rebound is in the paint and taken by Banks to Bernadoni for a three. That won't go. And the rebound finally taken by Boonsborough. Stolen again by Banks. Another steal by Banks, but it goes over to Leon. Wow, Banks is everywhere.
Great hustle on Banks' part. There's a three.
Katie Cochran won't go. Rebound fought for and taken away by Boonsborough. Getting the ball in there is Bidinger. Good rebound. Underneath
nice
to Cochran. Cochran
move.
A baseline drive and puts it in.
Nice move by Katie Cochran. Excellent move on the baseline there to get that bucket.
And they've got some skilled players, Steve. It's 24-15.
Got
a single-point lead.
Got a single digits. That's what you want first is get that. You're down. You want to get in under single digits.
I think Coach Conley happy with his crew here, not giving up and hanging in there against Walkersville. That onslaught of three-point shots that Walkersville put on them in the first quarter, they withstood that. And they figure, well, if we can withstand that, we can withstand anything, I guess.
Yep. They certainly have slowed the Walkersville scoring down and just set for foul shots and that one left alone. Walkersville has not scored.
Coach Rick Little, it is second year here at Walkersville, a very experienced coach.
And yeah, Rick's done a great job out here with the girls team, and he was with Mike before that. And
he's got his hand on what's going on, I'll tell you that. And last year they were 23-3 and lost a heartbreaking upset to Marriott's Ridge right here in the region championship game. Otherwise, they would have gone to the Final Four up at Towson in the Maryland State playoffs. Tough break last year for this Walkersville team, but they're almost all back.
Which they certainly have that carrot hanging in front of them there from last year, the bitter taste as it was.
I don't think they might have, just unintentionally been taking Marriott's Ridge a little lightly. I don't know. It's hard to understand. In the corner goes to Bernadoni, over to Banks. Banks drives to the basket, puts it up, won't go. Rebound fought for, and it's off of Banks' foot. She is in there. If she doesn't get the rebound, she makes it tough for you if you get the rebound.
Boy, she's all over the place. I can see why Coach Little was really glad to have this young lady on the spot.
Oh, she'll be invaluable in the playoffs. In the tough, close games, physical games, she will shine.
Ogulu in the game now for Walkersville.
Bidinger has it over to Conley. And helping them take the ball over midcourt is Tori Michael John. It goes now to
Banks hassling Leon.
Yeah, she does hassle. She's got quick hands. Shot by Cochran. Cochran nearly had the three. Rebound Julie Wallace. And Wallace brings it up. Fires that ball up to Eve Bernadoni. Those two have played together a long time. Ball comes over to Megan. Now back to Bernadoni, who can't get the three-point shot to go.
Yeah, it goes off of Victoria Michael John trying to corral that rebound and went off her hand out of bounds.
All right, putting the ball in play will be Wallace. Wallace, I think, is going to heave it out. No, she puts it over to Banks for a three. It won't go. Three-point shooting has gone cold.
Eve Bernadoni tried to get that and it went off her hand, and so Boonsborough takes the ball and can cut it to 7 or 6.
Sarah Bidinger puts the ball in play. Conley. Up it goes to Cochran. Cochran with it now. Cochran being double-teamed. She gets the ball to Leon. Leon bounce pass back to Cochran, who heaves up a three. It goes off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken out by Megan Allen. Allen gets it up to Wallace.
Nice feed.
Underneath to Banks.
Nice move.
Ogulu.
Nice movement there.
Boy.
And went off her hand out of bounds. But, nice pivot move inside there in the lane.
Ogulu showing her moves under there. 24-15, 9-point lead for Walkersville. Cochran going to the basket.
She carried it.
There's that call again. They're really looking for that carry. 3-12.
She changed her mind in midstream, and she put her other hand on the ball, and that's a tough play there. But Ball back over. Caitlin Rogers back in for Boonesboro, along with Elena Pettyjohn.
Bernadoni over in the corner now, though, and she tries to get into Ogulu. Ogulu fires the ball back out to Megan Allen.
Nice
bounce
steal.
Pass in the traffic, taken away by Boonesboro. As a poor pass there, trying to hit Ogulu.
Yeah, tried to squeeze it in. There was a crowd.
Oh,
nice
Rogers
pass.
Beats the crowd down and lays it in. Rogers.
Nice,
oh, there
nice
she is
pass
again.
By Elizabeth Connolly. Great, great lead pass.
Those two work together. Bernadoni tries to come back with a three. Can't do it. That lead down to 24-17 now. Mainly the play of Rogers and Connolly. Connolly with a pass.
Turnover Walkersville. Boonesboro ball.
This Warrior team has awakened from their slumber. They might have been in the first quarter. They're back. They're very much in this one.
Stephanie Taylor in now, and Amaya Banks takes a breather.
Up the ball goes to Pettyjohn. She tries to put it up. Good block again by Bernadoni. I think this is her third block tonight. Eve Bernadoni.
Great, great defense there by Ogulu. Nice
Allen
pass.
To Wallace from Allen. Wallace can't finish it
jump
off.
Ball.
Jump ball. I think it'll go to Walkersville.
Boonesboro. Goes to Boonesboro. Great, great defense by Pettyjohn.
And she's just watching Wallace. You've got to watch her. If she gets loose in the lane, forget it.
Yep. There's still that backcourt pressure.
Sarah Bittinger gets it up to Rogers. Rogers being
nice.
Double team. Breaks the double
nice
team
pass.
Press. Head, bounces the ball in to Conley. Ooh. Oh, she missed the baseline layup, but the rebound to Boonesboro. And it comes over to Pettyjohn now. They get it in the corner to Cochran. Cochran holds that ball overhead. Conley with it now. Conley to Pettyjohn. She drives to the basket, loses the ball. Ogulu picks it up and fires it up to Bernadoni. Still 24-17. Bernadoni fires the pass to Wallace underneath. Wallace can't get it shot off.
Uh-oh.
Works the ball out to Megan Allen. Oh, she missed the open three. And the rebound fought for. Bittinger on the floor. Bounces off the foot of Wallace.
So Walkersville was not being able to come down getting that rhythm now with those three-pointers. They've missed the last four. Boonesboro wants to cut this lead even more. They've got to take advantage of the turnovers they've caused.
Bittinger over to Conley. Conley in the backcourt. They're trying to get the ball away from the press. Two-handed pass goes up to Rogers, who leaps up in the air to get it. Drives to the basket. Tries to force it up.
Nice hustle on her part.
And good defense by Banks.
Oh, nice.
Rebound is put up and in
Elena
Pettyjohn.
There's steal by Rogers.
Rogers will come the other way.
And
Layman! She did it again. That's her third layup like that of the game. 24-21 now. Boonesboro cuts the lead to three.
Great job by Boonesboro here in the second quarter.
That Rogers is something else.
A lot of hustle there on her part.
Wow. With it is Megan Allen. Wallace driving to the basket, finds herself surrounded, works that ball out to Stephanie Taylor. It goes over on the left side now, driving to the basket. That's an air ball rebound taken by Julie Wallace. She throws it up and
in. Oh, wow. What a shot by Julie Wallace. Nice hustle there by Megan Allen. Stole the inbounds pass. Great defense by Conley to make sure they didn't score. Ball went out of bounds off of her.
Rachel Rupi coming into the game now for Boonesboro.
Julie Wallace will take the ball out for Walkersville under their basket.
Hannah Rice came into the game, and she's still in for Walkersville. Hannah Rice coming in off the bench. Stephanie Taylor with a three.
Oh,
net.
Wow.
Oh, net. Woo. That's two of them by Taylor tonight.
Walkersville needed that to get them out of that slump they were in there with the threes. Great shot by Stephanie.
Wallace hit that rebound shot, and then the three-pointer there by Stephanie Taylor. Now working for the last shot is Boonesboro,
yep.
29-21. Conley, Coach Conley, shouting out instructions to the Warrior girls.
Got the play set up. Here they go with
9.5. Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go with Conley. Conley driving to the basket. Running
away.
It was good. Pretty move by Ellie Conley. 29-23.
Nicely done by Lauren Conley. Elizabeth Conley, sorry.
And great. There,
that's huge for Boonesboro going into half. Great second quarter by them, and only down by six.
Yeah, good game. Interesting as Boonesboro refuses to die, and they're right there with the Lions. I scored halftime. Walkersville 29, Boonesboro 23. We'll have our halftime show coming up here. We'll take a break and remind you you're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Talk of Mid-Maryland, 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we are live at the Lions Den. It's noisy here, and it's warm. This may be the warmest spot in Frederick. The warmest I've been in quite a while. The Lions leading the Boonesboro Warriors here 29-23 before a good crowd here and a big swimming tournament going on next to us. So that you got a lot of people here, a lot of high school sports going on in this Walkersville complex tonight. Taking a look at the scoring for the Walkersville girls in the first half. They lead 29-23, and 3 points by Megan Allen. She got them started with a three early, then 6 points by Eve Bernardoni on two threes. 7 points tonight for Julie Wallace on an assortment of shots. Amaya Banks has three. 6 points for Stephanie Taylor on two threes. The threes are raining down tonight. Sophia Bowers with two. And Indatu Ali Gorky has 2 points for Walkersville. And for the Boonesboro girls, 9 points for Caitlin Rogers, the 5'4" junior, who has one of the best moves to the basket I've seen this year, I think, by a boy or a girl. She's just a very, very talented basketball player. 3 points for Ellie Conley, 6 points for Elena Pettyjohn, and 2 points for Ali Leone, also 2 points for Katie Cochran, who played well while she was in there. Well, so our score, 29-23.
The game is two quarters. First quarter goes to Walkersville. Second quarter goes to Boonesboro. And certainly things started to change for Boonesboro, Pete, when Coach Conley jumped in that 2-3 zone. And that gave Walkersville Fitz, forced him to shoot the ball, had to make those high percentage shots. They made one after that. That was Stephanie Taylor's three.
Yep, that's right.
That came late. But they got a number of turnovers, had a little run there toward the end. They got them within five. Certainly has to be, Coach Conley will be pleased with what he saw in the second quarter and getting the momentum back, getting them back in the ball game. It looked like it could have been a blowout for Walkersville the way things started. Coach Little, I'm sure he's going to have to make some adjustments. And, shots didn't fall, so we worked back inside. And they were getting some good passes inside, but Boonesboro did a good job of collapsing on them and forcing the kick out. And the threes were not taken like they were early on.
They stopped in the second quarter there. The team's coming back on the floor here. We for a moment before we've got to take another commercial break, but looking at the girls' high school basketball picture in Frederick County, you got a bunch of teams that are all good. You got Oakdale is a very good team. Linganore is a very good team this year.
Frederick,
of course, is defending state champions.
Middletown
with their young players there are just carrying the day. So you've really got a lot of good girls' high school teams. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of here for the tournament later in March.
Well, it goes back to what Ed and I were talking about during the fall in the football season. It was true in football, and it's certainly true in basketball and other sports as well. Frederick County has the teams that they put on the floor, on the field, are so competitive. And because of the quality of coaches and the quality of kids we have in this county, and we play each other, it just makes everybody else so much better. And in one sense, you get yourself ready for postseason play because you're playing against twice. That's almost 10 games your schedule. You're playing against a quality opponent.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll take a break here before we start the second half with the current score, Walkersville 29 and Boonesboro 23. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
And Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live at the Lions Den, Walkersville, ahead of Boonesboro now as we start the third quarter, 29-23. Julie Wallace about to put the ball in play for the Lady Lions, and bringing the ball up is Megan Allen. Allen over on the right side, she gets it to Banks. Banks going outside, being guarded by Conley. Bounce pass along the baseline to Bernardoni. Underneath, all alone was Bowers. She couldn't put it up, though. Gets it to Wallace. Wallace baseline drive is good.
Had a mix-up there. Boonesboro did a down low covering. I don't think if Eve would have turned around, she was wide open for the basket.
Shot from the side there, no good, and the rebound taken out by Bowers. She loses the ball, picked up by Bernardoni. Here comes Walkersville the other way, going from our left to our right, and with the big lead right now, 31-23. To Banks in the corner. Banks with a bounce pass off the foot of Conley.
it might see a little different rotation here by Walkersville on offense against the zone. Certainly, when they came down last possession, it was open down underneath.
And they got the 2-3 zone again. Almost a steal there by Conley. Over in the corner, it goes to Bernadoni as they work it out, try to deal with the zone. Comes over to Megan Allen. Deep in the corner, it goes to Bowers. Nice pass to Wallace underneath for a turnaround. Jumper won't go, and the rebound is taken down in there by Morgan Dyer, I believe. And coming the other way is Rogers, and I think she
Banks.
Traveled.
No, she got a foul on Banks.
Oh, this will be a foul. Okay.
24, Maya Banks, her first.
And that is her first. And putting it in play from just over the timeline is Conley. Conley gets it into Rogers. Rogers gets it off now to Bittinger, Sarah Bittinger. Over to Conley. Ellie Conley driving, stops and pops and scores.
Nice shot off the backboard.
Ellie Conley using that glass and makes it 31-25. 6-point lead for Walkersville. Megan Allen to Bernadoni on the outside. Try to deal with the zone again. Over to Wallace in the corner. She comes flashing out. Wallace driving towards the basket. Feeds it back to Banks. Top of the key, it goes to Bernadoni. Right down the lane. A pass underneath to Wallace. She loses control of the ball. Banks saves it, but taken away by Rogers. Here comes Rogers. Coast to coast. She gets fouled. No, the ball was knocked out. A clean block by Megan Allen. A beautiful defensive play.
Great defense by Conley to get the ball to Rogers on that play. Now, here, the Boonesbrook cut it down to the smallest deficit they've had to face.
Conley into Rogers. Rogers
goes
right to the basket and puts it up around the rim and out. Oh, boy. What a move, though, by Rogers.
I think Julie Wallace didn't realize it was off her. And then Boonesbrook gets another shot at it.
So putting the ball in play will be Conley with 30, a full 30-second shot clock here. Conley fires it into Rogers, who puts it in. Oh, no, that was that Rogers?
That was Dyer.
Dyer got in there, snuck in.
Nice play, and
Morgan,
now we're down
Dyer
to four.
Wow. Over to Banks. Coach Conley did some preaching at halftime, I guess, here. It's down to 31-27.
Morgan Dyer just scored, and she just did a nice job getting her hand and knocking the ball out of bounds.
It's a talented team at Boonesboro. Bounce pass goes into Megan Allen. Allen at the top of the key. Allen going right by Rogers. Feeds it to Wallace. She comes back out in the lane. Puts up the jumper. Won't go. Rebound taken and put up by Megan Allen. I thought that was going to go in.
Didn't
quite make it in. And here comes Boonesboro. Oh, Rogers loses it.
That's going to be Boonesboro ball, I believe.
Getting in there, tying her up was Allen, but it doesn't do any good because possession arrow in favor of the Warriors. And they will get another chance at it. They only trail by four here. They've almost come all the way back from her early deficit. And taking her time is Rogers with Banks on her. And she flips it over now as they work that ball around, gets it to Katie Cochran. Cochran holding the ball and gets it to Dyer, Morgan Dyer. Here's Rogers.
Nice.
Rogers in the corner now. The shot from the corner by Cochran is good. Katie Cochran with a three.
Wow.
They're within one.
Katie Cochran, three.
31-30.
Excellent sense of where people are for her. And that Caitlin Rogers drove it and kicked it back over in the corner. Outstanding pass and then shot.
Banks, a wild shot. Gets her own rebound and puts it up. Oh, almost in. Danced around the rim and bounced away. It'll still be Walkersville ball trailing or leading by one, 31-30.
Maya Banks is all over the floor. She just follows her shots, goes to where the ball is.
Wallace will put the ball in play. She didn't make it. She did not make it.
Excellent defense by Boonesboro that time.
And Wallace says, "I'm sorry, coach," as she looks over at Coach Rick Little. Sarah Bittinger putting the ball in play.
It's the first chance for Boonesboro to take a lead.
This will be the first time in the game they're ahead if they can do it. And a steal by Allen, but it's stolen back by Boonesboro's Rogers.
Nice.
And now stolen back by Bernadoni.
Banks put their hand in there.
You're right. Banks tipped that ball to Bernadoni. Underneath to Wallace. Oh, and a foul as going up for the shot.
Katie Cochran. Boy, I thought that was a good block. But
Sophia Bowers will be at the line for two shots.
Our opinion is exactly that.
Bowers can at least extend the lead to 31-30 in favor of Walkersville. Now 4:49 left third quarter. Here's Bowers. Shot is up and it is no good. She is, because has a very low average as a free throw shooter, but it's still early in the year, so we hate to go by that. Only 30%, but you know she hasn't had that many attempts. So let's see what she does on the second one here. Sophia Bowers.
Ogulu getting set to come in.
Shot is up, and it is good this time.
Rattles that one home.
32-30.
She'll have a seat.
Knows Ogulu is in there.
Shadera.
Shadera Ogulu. Here comes Boonesboro. Rogers going right to the basket. Hits the side of the backboard, but gets her own rebound somehow and gets it back out there. The shot is up. No good. Rebound is taken by Cochran. She drives to the basket. That won't go. And the rebound is finally grabbed by Megan Allen. Allen ahead to Amaya Banks. Puts it up and in.
I think you got a player hurt. Katie Cochran is
hurt. There is a player hurt. It is Katie Cochran in that tussle underneath. And the training staff from Walkersville High School out there very quickly. 34-30, Walkersville with a four-point lead. There'll be a timeout here as they tend to Katie Cochran.
Elena Pettyjohn getting ready to go in, and I think Leon going in for Cochran.
Well, Pettyjohn's a good player.
She's had a good night.
And she's got some size, too.
Looks like Katie's going to be okay.
Yes, she's got a...
It's a little bit of a limp, so... Yeah.
She's okay. Walking out, she'll sit down for a while.
Yep.
She got hit in the face, I think.
Trainer from Walkersville there, take care of that.
Yep. All right, it'll be...
Great job our trainers do here in Frederick County at the high schools.
Boonesboro with the ball. As they work that ball in, there's Ali. There's Pettyjohn. Pettyjohn can't control the baseline drive and loses the ball.
She wanted to go to the bucket before she had control of the ball. So a four-point lead here, Pete.
All right. Walkersville with the ball. And 4 points in their favor. Goes over to Banks on the right side. Top of the key, it goes over to Megan Allen. Now in the corner to Bernardoni. She fires it to Banks. Banks was open. Drives to the basket. Oh. Scores and gets fouled.
Amaya.
Wow. Nice move by Amaya Banks. Floater in the air and gets fouled.
But I think, who was that Bernardoni that threw that pass? Or was that Allen? I was trying to think. That was a beautiful pass because they saw her open just for an instant, and they got that ball right to her.
Yep. Caitlin Rogers back in along with Victoria Michaeljohn.
There's Tori Michaeljohn and Elena Pettyjohn.
Yeah.
One of those nights.
Yes, indeed.
At the line is Banks. Shot is up, and it is good by Banks.
Three-point play.
Boy, she's impressive. 5-7, 8 points for Amaya.
So Walkersville's gone on a 6-0 run here, Pete.
And here comes Allie Leone of Boonesboro. Sparking out singles. Wallace has her. She stumbles and tries to get by Wallace. Now it goes to Conley. Conley driving towards the basket. Looked like she wanted to take the shot.
Only nine seconds.
Shot, a wild shot at the end there, and the rebound by Wallace. Julie Wallace brings the ball back for Walkersville.
A little bit of a panic there. She had more time, she thought.
Bernardoni.
Uh-oh.
Banks with a three. Oh, she drained it.
Amaya, three.
Well, for 1 point, so 9-0 run here by.
The lead was down to one, and now it's 40-30, a 10-point lead for Walkersville.
Great job there by Walkersville. But they're able to overload to one side of that zone and kick it back over to the other side, and that's starting to work. You have some girls who are open, and that time Banks was sitting at the three-point line and drained it.
10-point lead here for Walkersville. The lead was down to one. They've led throughout, but Boonesboro making a real drive coming out of that halftime break. Nearly caught them.
They went on a 6-0 run themselves, and now Walkersville's turned around and gone on a 9-0 run.
So it's been a game of streaks right from the beginning when Megan Allen hit that three-point shot for Walkersville to start things off here tonight. Remember, we'll be in Urbana on Friday night for the Urbana-Linganore boys game. And that is usually what you would call a war.
Those rivalry games are always good, no matter who, which ones.
Hard to tell you. There's so many fans from Linganore that go over to Urbana, you can't tell which is the home team most of the time. It's just a symphony of noise and great, great basketball. And both those teams are looking very good this year, especially Linganore.
They've got only one loss.
Yeah, they could really be one of the teams to beat in the area.
Yeah.
It's still early. And here we go. Boonesboro girls against Walkersville, with Walkersville up 40-30, 3:18 to go, third quarter. Ball comes over.
Nice.
And
now
pass underneath, wide open is Bittinger. Sarah Bittinger lays it
in.
Nice pass that time.
40-30, Allen. Nice screen set for her. She drives to the basket and lays it in. And that was a Julie Wallace screen that set her up.
Great job by Julie.
Oh, what a play. What a basketball play. 42-32 now, 10-point lead for Walkersville. Rogers puts up a three, and it goes in.
That's another running five-footer.
But she gets herself in position where she can make those shots. Eve Bernadoni, ball over to Megan Allen now. Megan Allen to a wide-open Wallace in the lane, but she feeds Banks with a three, and she scores again.
Wow.
Amaya Banks.
They're not getting somebody out there to put a hand in her face.
45-34. Banks going crazy here. She's got 11 points here in the second half and 14 for the game.
And Coach Kine, this all you can do is shake his head.
Allie Leone to Rogers in the corner. Leone has it. Oh, the ball stolen. A bad pass by Leone. Banks picks it off, drives to the basket, and draws the foul. Two shots at the line for Amaya Banks.
What a spark plug she has been here in this third quarter for Walkersville. Extended their lead. Went from 1 now to 11.
So a game of streaks, as Steve pointed out there. And right now 11 points, the margin, and Banks can add to that. Amaya Banks. And she nails
that
it.
Rattle that one home.
Very confident young lady.
Taylor and Bowers back in for Walkersville.
And they don't lose much there. They're two good players.
And Bernadoni, Banks, and Ogulu.
Banks' shot is up and good again by Amaya Banks. Wow. She's having a night for herself.
Sure has. An hour, 13-point lead, just like that.
And it was down to 1.
Yep.
Just seems like an instant ago. Is Leone.
About 2 minutes ago.
To Conley. To Rogers. Back to Conley. Now to Leone. Leone thought about a three. Thinks better of it. Only 12 seconds on the shot clock. Deep in the corner. Rogers. Ooh. Oh, she almost hit it. And a rebound taken by Bowers. Sophia Bowers for Walkersville. And she gets the outlet pass quickly out there now as here comes Walkersville. Ogulu was in the lane. Bernadoni with a three. She misses and hits the top of the backboard, so it'll go over to Boonesboro.
For Boonesboro, number 12, Katie Cochran.
Getting more open shots Walkersville's got now with that zone, over that zone.
Coming back from the injury is Cochran as she comes back out there to play, so she's okay.
Rachel Roop.
Dyer is back in, Morgan Dyer.
Rachel Roop and now in for Conley.
Rachel Roop, yeah, she's a freshman.
Yep. Michael John in there, along with Dyer.
It's only a minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Big lead for Walkersville.
Oh, nice.
Another steal. Banks has it.
Backs
she'll
it
pick
out.
Up that loose change.
Nah,
underneath
no
it goes to Ogulu. Ogulu traveled. She tried to get to the basket and just couldn't believe she was that wide open.
That's a shame.
Ogulu takes a step, and that's negates the basket. 47-34, 109 to go. And it's Boonesboro's ball again. Here comes Rogers. And she just fires that ball over on the side to Roop, the freshman. In the corner, it goes to Cochran.
Great recovery there by Sophia Bowers to get over and get in her face.
And there's a steal by Banks in the passing lane again. There goes Banks driving in, puts it up, blows the layup, and
gets a jump ball.
Gets a tie up. And it'll be Walkersville. Good hustle again by Banks.
She makes something positive every time she's up on the floor. Whether she missed the shot, she was there to get the jump ball and gets the ball back.
Bowers to Banks.
Uh-oh.
Bernadoni with a three. All net for Bernadoni. That's 9. That's 3 threes for Bernadoni. Roop with the ball, the freshman.
Block. Bernadoni
gets her fourth block. I've been keeping track of them. That's 4 blocks for her tonight.
Stephanie Taylor now with the ball.
Taylor brings it up for Walkersville with 19 seconds. They'll maybe work for the last shot here with a 16-point lead. Allen has it taken right out of her hands by Rogers. She drives to the basket, puts it up and in, and gets fouled. What a play by Rogers.
Great hustle by Caitlin Rogers. Good hands, throw the ball on coast to coast, up and in, and chance for a three-point play.
13 points in the game now for Rogers, and she can add to that. She's at the line and cuts the lead to 14 points. When Walkersville was about to go away and hide, Rogers keeping her team in there, but misses the free throw. The rebound, Ogulu. Ogulu gets that outlet pass to Bowers. Now to Bernadoni.
It'd be quick.
Bernadoni will put up a three. She does. Oh, hits the front of the rim. No good.
Desperation shot there.
So after three quarters of play, it is Walkersville 50 and Boonesboro 36. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Basketball. Maryland Terrapins Basketball. All on 930 WFMD Frederick.
Amaya Banks unofficially with 16 points for the Walkersville girls, who lead Boonesboro 50-36 as we start the fourth quarter here. Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs, we're live at the Lion's Den tonight. Bob Dacey is our producer. Boonesboro had cut the lead to 1 point, and then all of a sudden it was back up to 17, and right now it's at 14. Just a crazy third quarter where it looked like Boonesboro was going to take the game away, and then they end up down by 14.
Just like that, when those open threes, Amaya knocking two down, and Eve Bernadoni. Yeah. Trying to find out, there's a good game going on tonight, too, up there at Middletown with Oakdale girls and the Middletown girls. I'll try to get a score there, and I'll keep working at it.
Pete. Two good teams there. Cochran with a three. That won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Gorky. Yindatu Ali Gorky, who just came into the game. And with that ball now is Taylor, Stephanie Taylor for Walkersville. Gets the ball to Bernadoni. To Megan Allen, over in the corner of Wallace. She feeds Bernadoni in the paint, back to Wallace. Those two have played together a while. A three-point shot is up off the glass and in by Megan Allen.
A bank shot for a three.
Oh. Wow.
Now it's all going Walkersville's way.
53-36, that was huge. Oh, and knocking ball out of bounds is Megan Allen. She's all over the court. Of course, that gives you inspiration when you can bury one like that.
Yes, indeed. get a little more pep in your step down at the other end.
Conley put that ball in play now for Boonesboro. The Roop, the freshman, handled the ball. Gets it back to Ellie Conley. Conley back to Roop. Roop gets it back out to Cochran. Cochran outside of the arc. With 13 seconds on the shot clock, goes to Conley. Conley driving towards the basket. Bounce pass along the baseline. Shot is up, hits the side of the backboard, and bounces away and taken away now by Megan Allen. Allen, a fast break the other way for Walkersville, gives it off to Wallace, top of the key, goes over to Bernadoni for a three. Oh, she buried it. Oh. Bernadoni is just unconscious.
Wow.
She has 12 points, four threes tonight for Bernadoni. A 20-point lead for Walkersville with 6:41 to go in the game, and it's going to take a supreme effort now by Boonesboro.
And Coach Colley's got to be scratching his head like, holy moly. You mean
it's raining
not
threes.
Not too long ago, we were within one.
And they haven't played that badly either. It's the three-point shot will just kill you, and Walkersville has been hot in the first quarter, and they're hot here in the second half. Bernadoni is just unconscious. She has 12 points, all of them on three-point shots.
Wow.
And Megan Allen hasn't done a bad job with the threes either.
No, indeed.
And Amaya Banks has had a tremendous game with 16 points unofficially, as she's just been playing her heart out tonight. And this Walkersville team looks pretty formidable right now, in a 20-point lead over
indeed.
A very good Boonesboro team.
Yeah. And you've got Wright and Roskowinski out with injury. So
yeah,
I'm sure one or both of them have stepped up because they're both seniors.
Yeah.
Wright is a captain, and Roz Kowinski was here last year, so that just tells you the depth that this Walkersville team has, and these girls that have been stepping in for those two certainly have helped considerably, and now gives him a little more depth. Coach Little has more depth now for the rest of the season once these girls get healthy.
Rogers has it for Boonesboro's play resumes here, going from our right to our left. Is Cochran from the corner, won't go. Rebound taken down by Wallace. She falls, and I think she was pushed
out by Michael John, I think.
And that's going to be a foul on Boonesboro. Also in the game here for Walkersville is Jordan Gress. We saw her briefly in the first half.
And Maggie Luzier is also in for Walkersville. Oh, nice.
The ball almost stolen away by Boonesboro, recovered.
Rogers.
By Megan Allen. She gets it to Wallace. Wallace driving towards the basket is cut off. Passes over to Bernadoni. Goes right to the basket. Lays up. Oh, danced to the rim and fell off. And the rebound is taken away. But a steal by Megan Allen. But the ball stolen right back by Boonesboro. But there's a whistle and a travel. And the ball will go back to Walkersville.
I have to agree with Victoria Michaeljohn. She was called for a walk, but I believe she was held. But referee didn't see that.
Wallace will throw the ball in. Julie Wallace. Oh, she's got to hurry up. That's the second time. Second time. She couldn't get it in 5 seconds. And the rule enforced both times and twice now. And that's something, of course, that the coach Little's got to work on, especially with the tournament time coming up. 56-36.
There'll be a little asterisk next to that for starting tomorrow.
Yep. All right, with it is Rogers. Now over to Roop, the freshman. Roop, a cross-court pass as Boonesboro trying to work it and get that ball up. It goes to Conley. Conley drives in, puts a short jumper up, won't go. Rebound is taken down by Ogulu. And she's in the traffic, and the pressure of the Boonesboro defense forces her to travel.
That was Allie.
And Conley will put the ball in play. And Bernadone comes out. She should get a hand there from the fans. But maybe she'll come back in. 5:45 to go in the game. Ball comes over to Rogers. Now to Conley. Conley driving to the basket. Puts it up. Four people there in the lane. She bumps somebody, and the foul's going to be on Walkersville.
How do you say it, Pete?
Ali Gorky?
Gorky, yes.
Indatu Ali Gorky.
That's her third.
And there's a missed foul shot by Conley. Ellie Conley. She has 5 points tonight.
McKenna Luzier is now in for Boonesboro.
The shot is up, and it is good. The second shot is up and good by Conley. So 56-37 is our score. Julie Wallace double-teamed at midcourt. She fires the ball away, gets it to Gress, and Gress can't handle the pass and goes out of bounds. It'll be Boonesboro ball.
Yeah, these girls certainly have shown that they have a lot of fight in them, and they'll have to continue to fight and make the best of this five and a half minutes here, being down 19.
Yeah, they haven't given up all night, though. Roop in the paint, and a foul.
Bowers.
As Boonesboro manages to work that ball in the paint, and Tori Michaeljohn was operating in there, and she gets fouled, so Tori Michaeljohn will go to the line for two shots.
Both teams, again, with four team fouls apiece. We haven't had a one-on-one tonight, Pete.
No, it hasn't, no. Roop going over talking to Coach Conley. Shot is good there by
Victoria Michaeljohn.
They call her Toria.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. And she gets another shot now. Michaeljohn, shot is up, and it is no good.
Rebound by Conley, and...
Around the rim and out, and the rebound is taken out by Wallace. Wallace has it. Over to Megan Allen. Allen being given pressure by Roop, and now they pressure Gress. Jordan Gress is triple-teamed. She falls down. The ball is taken away by Roop, and Roop drives to the basket, can't get it, and the rebound is taken down by Ogulu. And she gets the outlet pass over to Wallace. Wallace firing that ball to Bowers. Bowers back to Gress. Top of the key, it goes over to Megan Allen. Now Wallace putting up a three. That won't go. And the rebound is taken down by Rogers. Rogers with a one-on-one here, driving to the basket.
Nice
the ball
defense.
Is knocked out of her hands. And a beautiful play by Megan Allen. And getting the rebound is Roop. And she is fouled as she shoots. She'll get two at the line, the freshman.
Megan came back and got her on the arm.
Oh, what a defensive play by Megan Allen. But at the line now is the freshman, Roop. Rachel Roop, 5'8", and she makes the first shot.
Now, Verdoni and Banks back in.
And second shot here for the freshman. It's up, and it is no good. Gets her own rebound. Almost got her own rebound. Jordan Gress gets it, though. Falls down, and somehow gets the ball back to a teammate. Lozier falls down. People on the floor all over on both sides. Gress trying. Now Gress is on the floor. She ties up, and she's mad.
Yeah, Maggie Lozier battling in there for that ball.
Fire in her eyes. 56-39.
Yeah, number five, Maggie Lozier, really hustling for Walker. Oh, I had the wrong number. I'm sorry. Jordan Gress, you're right. I was looking at the Boonesboro roster, Pete. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Dyer under there to Wallace. Dyer to Wallace. And Wallace lays it in. Roop with it.
Nice there. Banks again.
Banks stealing again in the passing lane. Drives. Falls down. Got fouled. And with 4:05 to go, it's looking like Walkersville more and more here with a 19-point lead.
I think she landed on her backside there, a little sore getting up.
The hustle continues by both teams here.
Now Maggie Lazier is in for Boonsburg.
Maggie Lazier, the senior, is in.
Oh, my. Sorry about that.
Gress has it. Gress to Bernadoni, to Bowers. Gress has it. She taps it to Bernadoni. She fires to Wallace. Now back to Bernadoni for the three. Thought she might get the shooter's bounce there, but she didn't.
Nope.
And coming away with it now. And a collision, a blocking foul going to be called on Banks as she got in the way of Tori Michaeljohn.
What you've seen this end of the third and into the fourth quarter, Pete, with Walkersville expanding their lead is the crisp, quick passes they've been able to get in this zone, and that's been able to get some open shots, and that's worked very well.
Rogers against Banks. She drives right to the basket and lays it in. Rogers is too much. Caitlin Rogers.
Real nice player for Boonsboro.
Banks brings the ball up now. Gets it over to Bernadoni. She was going to fire a beautiful pass to Julie Wallace, but a little bit ahead of her.
Yep, just a little bit ahead of her, a little too hard.
And so with 3:27 left in the game, 58-41 now. A big safe lead for Walkersville.
Josie Wells
in now for Boonsboro.
Leone also into the game. Josie Wells just a sophomore. And Leone also a sophomore. A young team for Boonsboro.
Yep.
As they work that ball around. Luzier, Maggie Luzier with the ball. Being guarded by Bernadoni. She fires over to Roop, the freshman. Allie Leone has it now for Boonsboro with 3 minutes left in the basketball game. Nice screen set for her.
6 seconds left on the shot clock.
The ball bouncing around. They finally get up a wild shot. Won't go.
And shot clock.
They had to hurry and
couldn't
get it off. Wallace will put it in play now for Walkersville. As the Lady Lions in control right now. As Bernadoni, she got another three. She just tosses them out there like she's just out for a walk in the park here.
She has her spot, that's for sure.
Wow, 15 points for Bernadoni, all on threes.
That certainly makes things a lot tougher for opponents when you've got Eve Bernadoni, Stephanie Taylor, Megan Allen, Amaya Banks, all can hit the three.
Yeah, it's a powerful weapon that Coach Rick Little has here for Walkersville. They lead by 20 now, 61-41.
I think he got a whole new group in there now.
Just to tell you, on WFMD tomorrow night, it'll be Maryland at Michigan State, one of the top-ranked teams in the country. Should be a great game on WFMD tomorrow night. College basketball, Maryland against Michigan State. And then Friday night, we'll have a boys' high school basketball game that'll be the equal of that in intensity, I'll tell you. It'll be Linganore at Urbana. It'll be on the air at 6:50 on Friday night with that game.
And then we've got the college championships coming up.
Yeah, football championships on Monday.
At the JMU going for their second title.
That's right, yeah.
On Saturday.
With the kid from Oakdale playing for them.
Yep. I'm not going to attempt to remember that name.
We've had enough.
I've already screwed up two names tonight.
We've earned our pay tonight on pronunciation.
Oh, boy.
But you know who we mean, and he is
yes.
good. He is. He was a great player for the Bears. Sloppy ball handling and a steal by Walkersville. At Walkersville, Jordan Gress comes away with it, dribbling the ball out for Walkersville. Stephanie Taylor is also in the game. Taylor handling the ball now for Walkersville, and she throws a pass that's taken by the freshman Roop, who's looking better and better the more relaxed she gets. She's playing much better, and she's got some skills. I can see why Coach Conley wants her in there. She almost hit a three. The rebound, gets her own rebound. Boy, she's a real heady player.
Nice pass by Leon.
The ball dances around, won't go in. That doesn't go in. They just continually with shots at the basket, the ball just won't go in. And finally, coming away with it now
is
Walkersville. Hannah Rice with the ball.
DeGress. Taylor.
Stephanie Taylor gets the ball.
Lexi Daniluk. Emily Prznoski.
Prznoski. I was wondering how you pronounce that. Jordan Gress has the ball knocked out of her hands by Lazier, McKenna Lazier. Ball put up. That will go. 130 to go here with 61-41. 20-point lead for Walkersville. Rebound is loose.
Leon.
Oh, she makes it, Leon.
Nice touch there.
Allie Leon.
Nice touch there.
And Walkersville will bring it up now with that 18-point lead, only a minute 14 to go. Oh, and a steal. Lazier kicked the ball after making a beautiful steal, and the ball goes back to Walkersville. Hannah Rice in there. Also, Stephanie Taylor in there again. Jordan Gress also in there for Walkersville. Lexi Danilek and Emily Przinski also in the game. Gress has the ball for Walkersville. Top of the key to Taylor. Stephanie Taylor right down the lane. Nice pass. Unselfishly gives it up. Back to Gress. Almost hit a three. Can't get it to go. And Roop, here comes
Roop again.
Roop, the freshman.
Nice
she really
pass.
Is. Oh, and she got a pass over for the easy basket by Lazier. Maggie Lazier from Roop.
Great penetration. Nice pass.
61-45. 30 seconds to go in the game. Nice screen set for Stephanie Taylor.
Hannah Rice doing a great job in there underneath.
Walkersville with the ball. Gress with a three-pointer. Ooh. She can't get it to go.
Almost.
And the rebound is hauled down by Josie Wells for Boonesboro. With only 10 seconds left in the game here as they play this one out. Shot from the side won't go, but a foul on the play. And I think they're going to get Hannah Rice for that.
Yep.
On three, Hannah Rice, her first.
7.5 seconds to go.
And Maggie Lazier at the line.
And Lazier already has 2 points tonight coming in off the bench. Her shot is up and it is good.
Nice soft touch. Hit the front of the rim and dropped in.
Gets that shooter's roll. 61-46. And she'll get another. Shot is up and it is no good. Barely touches the rim. A rebound taken away by Walkersville, Lexi Danilek. That'll be it. So our final score here is Walkersville 61 and Boonesboro 46. 61-46, Walkersville wins to go 5-4 on the year. And Boonesboro will slip to 5-3, a 5-3 record on the year. We'll have our postgame show coming up. Once again, final score, Walkersville 61 and Boonesboro 46. You're listening to Frederick County High School Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Frederick County Basketball on 930 WFMD.
All right, Pete McLeod, Steve Nibbs. It was a Walkersville victory over Boonesboro tonight, 61-46 in girls high school basketball. Amaya Banks, a senior transfer student, came over here to Walkersville, and you must be happy to be here because you scored 16 points unofficially tonight. Amaya, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you got them on a variety. Steve Dibbs was pointing out a variety of shots. You're not just a three-point shooter or a short jump shooter or a layup person. You get all kinds of shots, and you scrap for that ball.
Yeah, I try to make my way around.
Describe your play just for the listeners that were unable to see you tonight because it was exciting. Some of your aspects of your game were really exciting. You just do everything. You try to get everything. When that ball is loose, you go for the ball.
Yeah, I think I just try to go for the ball as much as I can because we're always trying to win, trying to make it to my team, pass it to my team, trying to get it around. Play as a team so I can, you know, trying to make a play for the team to continue playing, I guess.
And where did you play before?
I played in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. It was a great game.
Thanks.
And Coach Rick Little, you got to be happy with the victory here, which puts your team at 5-4, I believe.
Yep. Anytime you beat a CMC team, it's a good win. Coach Connolly does a great job with the Boonesboro girls. They work hard. They compete hard. They battled back after a first quarter, put themselves right back in position to take the lead. I think they were one score down at one point, and then this young lady and her teammates responded the way a coach likes to see that happen. She played both ends of the court. She got a number of steals that translated into easy offense.
Yeah.
She hit some jumpers. She's a terrific athlete who's just kind of getting used to us.
Yeah. Like, well,
and we're getting used to her. She's brand new to the system, brand new to every girl on the court, and her teammates are starting to gel, and when they do, watch out. We're going to be pretty dang good.
Well, you got those three-point shots there. Bernardoni is and Megan Allen was too, and Stephanie Taylor. They were all hitting threes tonight.
Yep, we are clearly a guard-oriented, up and down, take some shots. I'm not opposed to a three-point shot, and we have some girls that will develop a decent percentage by the end of the year. We track a lot of that at practice, so we know. We know this young lady's going to make threes. Eve can make threes. Megan can make threes. Stephanie Taylor can make threes. Jordan Gress, she didn't have any tonight, but she's one of our top field goal percentage.
She was looking for the three.
Yes, she does. Yep.
And you have a question, Ness?
What impresses me, Coach, about Maya is the fact that during the game it didn't make any difference where the ball was. She was there. She missed a shot. She was going after the ball for it. Got a tie up. She's, just very impressive game.
Thank you.
Maya, you just played an outstanding ball game. Coach, on your side, you still have two injuries that certainly will have roles as well.
Well, and we're limiting Shadira's minutes for sure. Ryan Wright will probably not be back all year with her ACL surgery. Oh. I would love to have her back and compliment Amaya to two guard. And then Amaya and Ryan both can do point guard. But like you said, we have Stephanie Taylor. We have a number of athletes that are filling in. Amaya hit at a perfect time when we lost Ryan. She stepped in at the two guard. I don't want to say didn't miss a beat, but athletically, she's going to be an all-conference type player.
Absolutely.
When she's used to playing with us and the whole team gels again and we get better and better. And she's had a couple nights like this. Now, what we want from her, her challenge is consistency.
Right.
You know, Friday night, we don't want 2 points out of her. We want 10.
Correct.
You know, maybe not 16, but I think she's capable of 10 every night, just like Eve is, just like Julie Wallace, just like Megan Allen. I think Shadira, when she gets healthy, she's going to be an offensive threat. And then we bring in off the bench a 6'1 freshman who is starting to get a little more comfortable game by game. And I think she's going to be a terrific varsity player by February for us.
Well, you're certain your schedule so far, Coach, has been one that I know you like to win ball games. You like your record to be nice. But further down the line, you know that the competition you play, not only in that CMC, but the games you play in your tournament and other will make these girls much better and be prepared for that postseason.
Exactly right. We tried to upgrade the schedule a little bit, knowing what we had coming back as the sophomore class and Ryan Wright we were expecting. So we did upgrade. We played a really tough Christmas tournament down to Governor's Challenge against the defending 2A state champs, who we beat. And then we lost to a Class C6 team, Virginia and Woodson. And we competed with them. We were right in the game at halftime and just didn't make shots in the second half. But I'm very pleased with the energy they're bringing to the court. Once that execution matches the energy,
watch out.
We're going to be just fine.
Indeed. I mean, your 3-point, that really puts the team in dilemma. We saw that Boonesboro made the adjustment, went to a zone to try to. And for a while, that did kind of give you a little bit of a trouble. But your girls bounced back and got the better passes, overloading that zone. And there's open shots. And when they start knocking them down, Coach, geez, it's going to be a lot of fun. They come flying out, and then they're going to be dropping down. Oh, it'll be fun. You're right. It'll be fun to watch.
Yep.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks for having
me. Indeed. Amaya, nice job, Amaya.
Thanks.
Great game. Good luck to you the rest of the year.
Thanks for covering us, Pete.
No problem.
We'll do some more games.
We'll be back. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, everybody.
Coach Rick Little and Amaya Banks, senior at Walkersville High School.
Outstanding young player, boy, I tell you.
She's
came from New York, she said?
Yeah, she came from New York. Wow. Didn't say whether it was the city or the state. There's some good basketball in that state.
A nice little slot that she's filled in now. And it's unfortunate to hear that Ryan Wright will not be able to play the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's
because of an ACL surgery, that's always tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, because you know if you get that.
She's an all-around athlete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's a great athlete. I'll go over the scoring quickly here. 8 points for Megan Allen, 15 points for Eve Bernadoni, 16 for Amaya Banks, you just heard from, 6 points for Stephanie Taylor, 3 points for Sophia Bowers, 2 points for Indatu Ali Gorky. Indatu Ali Gorky, the freshman, who is improving, as you heard Coach say there. She's just getting better and better all the time and more comfortable. 4 points for her. Over on the Boonesboro side of things, Caitlin Rogers just had a great game and really impressed us with her drives to the basket. 15 points for her. Ellie Conley with 6, a good player too. Katie Cochran, also a good player, got injured but got right back in there. 5 points, 2 points for Sarah Bittinger, 2 points for Morgan Dyer. 6 points tonight for Elena Pettyjohn, 2 points for 4 points for Allie Leone, 1 point tonight for Tori Michaeljohn, 1 point for Rachel Roop, the freshman will look good in there, 3 points for Maggie Luzier of Boonesboro. Score once again was the Walkersville Lady Lions 61 and the Boonesboro Warriors 46. Walkersville now 5-4 on the year, and Boonesboro slips to 5-3. It was a good game.
Until that, right before the end of the third quarter, there was Boonesboro with the ball and a chance to take the lead for the very first time.
Yeah.
And never got close after that. I mean, they had a turnover, and then Banks and company went to, and Bernadoni went to work on the threes. And next thing you know, you went from 1-16, just like that.
Just like that. We want to once again welcome our new sponsor, Dr. Guy Cappuccino. Dr. Guy Cappuccino in Mount Airy. All these names are mixing me up today. Dr. Guy Cappuccino in Mount Airy. We want to welcome him as our new sponsor. And thanks to Bob Dacey for being the spelling master and pronunciation master and helping us tonight with his production from our WFMD studios. We'll be in Urbana on Friday night. Urbana boys will host Linganore in a real battle, 6:50 airtime on Friday night for that. Don't forget tomorrow night, Maryland taking on Michigan State, a nationally ranked team. That should be a good one on WFMD tomorrow night. For Steve Nibbs, I'm Pete McLeod. Good evening to you from the Lion's Den.
ExecuNet, mission-critical services for your business, including data center, managed IT, voice over IP telephone, and high-speed connectivity. Call 301-682-9972 or visit them at www.xecu.net.
Frederick County Basketball is brought to you by
Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams,
Dr. Cappuccino and Cool Sculpting in Mount Airy, Griffith Plumbing, keep it flowing,
Maryland Men's and Women's Basketball,
the Mount St. Mary's University Basketball Team,
the Mark Turgeon Coaches Show, and Frederick County Sports Weekend featuring Pete McLeod and Ed Lulley.
All this on Mid-Maryland Sports Leader, Free Talk 930 WFMD.